Do you ever wonder why some people seem to be able to just effortlessly move forward and take action and manifest incredible opportunities, whilst others struggle, stay stuck, and feel stagnant in their current circumstances? It's not because those people know some sort of secret that you don't. It's because they're harnessing the power in who they are and what they do. It's time for you to do the same. It's time for you to remember who you are and who you are here to be. So you're invited to my free 4-day workshop, Manifest Your Vision. Every day from the 28th of November for 4 days, you'll be receiving a live daily workshop along with all the replays, free journal prompts, actionable, inspirational content to move forward, step into the woman you're here to be, and manifest a life even better than your vision board. If you're ready to unlock the magic of manifestation in your life, you do not want to miss this workshop. The link is in the show notes, and I will see you there. Welcome back to this Manifest Your Vision mini series I'm posting this week on the podcast, in line with the Manifest Your Vision free workshop series I'm running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week over on Instagram, as well as in a private Facebook group. If you've not already signed up, you can do so at the link in the show notes. And day three today is all about unlocking your manifesting power. You are such a powerful manifester, and I really want to show you that in day three. So make sure you come to day three's workshop or catch the replay. Even if you're listening to this and it's the end of the week, please still sign up, because all the replays will be there for you to binge, enjoy, soak it all in, get up to speed, and you'll still have the Facebook group for us, with us for next week, if you wanted to, again, introduce yourself and check in and let us know as you're catching up your takeaways. We'll love to hear from you. So, unlocking your manifesting power. What I wanted to talk about this morning is a little bit about signs and the universe speaking to you. And I want to share a personal example of that in a little bit. But first of all, you are constantly receiving signs. You're constantly receiving guidance and messages. And the question is not, are you receiving them? It's, are you responding to them, or are you ignoring them? Because it's so easy for your ego, you know, for that protective part of you to explain it away, when really what your higher self wants is for you to answer the calling, for you to spot the sign. I picture it like and there's nothing inherently bad or wrong about the ego, simply just trying to keep you safe. But I do think of it like these two parts of us. The ego is like trying to constantly keep us safe from anything that is unknown, anything that is uncertain. And your higher self, on the other hand, is like, girl, come on. You know you've got this. Yeah, it's unknown, but you can handle it. Like, come on, come forward. And I almost picture her within me, like she's quite tongue-in-cheek, and she'll send me like the most funny little signs, and it's like I think of it as her nudging me forward. She's like prodding me, or like leaving me a little note somewhere. And this can show up in all sorts of ways, and we're going to dig into more of this in day three. So if you're like, ooh, I want to work with this, please tune in for day three, because we're going to do a really fun practical exercise for this. But most women ask me,
I want, like, how do I trust more? How do I have faith in the process? I always give up when it gets hard, or I can't gain momentum with my goals. That's been, for the past 5+ years, the number one thing that is most common people struggle with. They're like, I just can't seem to get somewhere. I'm like spinning my wheels, thinking about that wheel analogy from day one. I'm spinning my wheels. I'm trying. I'm doing all the things. And then I'm not getting anywhere. And then I get frustrated and then I want to give up. And I want to stick with it. I don't want to procrastinate. I don't want to put it off anymore. I don't want to self-sabotage. How do I do that? And yet most people are essentially dimming the power and that light within them by rationalizing all the reasons why it's not working and why it doesn't make sense and why, you know, what is almost like they'll only have faith in what's in front of them. They won't kind of see beyond that. They'll, you know, if they spot a sign, it's very easy for them to then forget that. We have like negativity bias, don't we? You know, we'll erase from our brain all of the reasons why it is working and why, you know, we have made progress and why we have received confirmation and signs and felt great and begun moving forward. We'll erase all of that. We won't think about it. Our brain will quite literally just delete it from our memory. And it's only when we consciously begin recalling it, we go, oh yeah, actually, I know that happened and I've not thought about that. And if you want to learn to have more faith, if you want to learn to trust more, you've got to start responding to the signs that are in front of you and being in communication with them. So I want to share an example of me using this in my real life, in my own very personal journey as well. So this is, I'm going to mention something about business, but I want you to know this example is about my healing. Like, the basis of this is about me, because whether it is a business related story or a relationship story or a house hunting story, it doesn't matter. It all comes from me and my energy and how I'm responding to it. Because if I'm struggling with something external, it's because there's an internal battle going on. So I, in 2020, went on a beautiful one-to-one healing retreat weekend with one of my amazing friends, mentors, guides, healers. I've always said before, like, it's so hard to describe her in one word. My friend Ashley. And for those of you who saw the event I did in October, the Samhain ceremony, that's Ashley, who I co-hosted that event with. She's been on the podcast as well. But anyway, Ashley walked me through this beautiful weekend of, like, really intense, deep, deep healing and some inner child work that I'd not ever done before. And really, I'd not ever done much more than just working with a coach. So this is like before me really digging into the spiritual work that I do with clients. Even like, I was very much still on my own personal journey with it. And this weekend was intense. It was obviously very emotional, a lot was released, a lot came up. I was incredibly tender afterwards. If you've ever been to a retreat or even like a 4-day event that was just really immersive, like you were really in it, it feels quite difficult to come back into the real world. And like just day to, it feels quite difficult to just suddenly go back to normal life. You'll understand what I mean if you've been to something like that. Even like, you know, even that feeling you get if you go for a city break or like a weekend away somewhere and you have like the best time and you're really in it and you get loads from it. You struggle to get back to quote unquote normal, but you struggle to get back into your routine. Anyway, that's really where I was at when I came back from that, because I knew that I was never going to be the same person again after that weekend. I'd worked through a lot, and I also knew that I needed to move forward and really live the changes that I was making in my relationships, in my relationship with myself, in my house, in my business, in my health, like in everything. And so what I did was connected with what is now my sign, which is butterflies. And butterflies are not a sign that, it's not like butterflies were ever a thing for me. You know, some people love a certain animal and they have loads of trinkets around the house with that animal, or like they'll always buy like a birthday card and, you know, just little things with that symbol of that animal. That's not me. Like, if you'd asked me what that was for me, it would have been cats before I got Benji, and now I'm a dog person, but that's a whole other episode. So butterflies was quite random for me. And when I first asked for this sign, it was a very specific butterfly as well, because I wanted to feel that everything was going to be okay. I wanted to feel that everything was going to be okay. And I remember going for a walk the week after this weekend, and just I'd set the intention that I was going to see this sign, and I just went for my walk. Everything was normal. And when I got back into our yard, because we don't even have a garden in this house, like it's a yard. There's no grass. There's not even any plants. We're going to redo it next year. On the ladder that was like propped up against the wall in the yard, there, right in front of me, was this blue, like this blue butterfly with the exact design that I'd seen in my head and asked for. And our backyard, like I said, there's no grass, there's no plants. It's not like that's normal, you know. There's never any like birds or wildlife like just hanging out in our garden, because there's nothing there for them. And this was the most beautiful butterfly I've ever seen. And from that moment on, I was like, okay, butterflies are my thing. And I remember them a couple of weeks later, it would have been like two or three weeks after this weekend, I had my first big launch in my business, because up until then, I'd kind of like moseyed along doing things off the cuff. This was the first time I was like, this is a big song and dance. It was the sisterhood membership. I was like, this is open for you to join. I'd like, you know, sent tons of emails out and all of this stuff. It was very like, it felt very putting your big girl pants on kind of moment. And I remember the morning of all of this, feeling worried about that. Feeling worried, thinking, I hope people join. I hope people actually want this. What if it's a fluke, right? What if the first time I opened the doors, that was just luck or chance? One of those manifestation moments where you're like, oh, like, is it actually going to happen? I really want it to happen, but is it actually going to happen? And so instead of, because I knew that if I was obsessing and controlling, and the work that I'd done on this weekend was a lot around releasing that and trusting myself more, I knew that if I just sat at my desk, at my laptop, I would feel worse. And so instead of doing that, I sat and watched a documentary in the living room and had like the most chill morning off ever. The morning of this big, full, like, you know, grown up girl, CEO vibe, like, launch. And clear as day on this documentary, the opening credits is just all of this screen just fills with butterflies. And I started crying. And if you've ever had one of those signs that feels like such confirmation, you'll know what I mean. When it just, it's like a shock, and at the same time, it's not a shock, because of course you see the sign, of course you have the confirmation. And that time was really, I would say, the time of my business taking off, you know. It's like I'm just getting started, there's so much more ahead of me, but that launch was really a pivotal moment for me. And it was when I was really actively practicing these principles of trusting my higher self, trusting the nudges, and asking for and then responding to these signs and these confirmations that I'm on the right path. And so if you are in a similar boat right now, and you're in one of those periods where you're like, is it gonna happen? What's next? I want this, but I'm not sure. If you're in any kind of uncertainty, please, please, please tune in to day 3, which is all about unlocking the power that you already hold within you. It's like you're manifesting superpower. Please tune into day 3. You're gonna absolutely love it. Sign up even if you are listening to this on day 4or it's all finished. Catch up. And I really hope that story and just that question, you know, has given you food for thought. You're constantly receiving guidance and signs. The question is, are you responding to them? I'll see you tonight.